WYSO went on the air 60 years ago, and we are celebrating by listening back to highlights from our historic audio collection. Here's WYSO's general manager, Nina Ellis.
The WYSO archive includes the voices of elders from all over Ohio, like this one, Earl Gregg from West Jefferson. In the early 1980s, Mr. Gregg was 94 years old, and he read for the radio from the notebooks he kept about his long, colorful life.
I was born March 19, 1887. After finishing my education at OSU and being thrown in Mirror Lake, I married a schoolteacher, Emma Olney. After farming in Jefferson Township, we moved to Canaan Township in 1911, the land of milk and honey. We were given a housewarming. We had a fine piano, and they danced till morning. In 1913, I was elected trustee of Canaan Township that has 80 foot of railroad track in it. A bum rode the rails for hundreds of miles to fall off on our 80-foot of track. With no identification, we made due inquiry but could not identify him. To keep down publicity, I volunteered to dig the grave and act as minister. We gave him a good Christian burial. I was afraid of digging into another grave, and sure enough, I hit another body, and the bum had company.
That's Earl Gregg from West Jefferson, Ohio, on WYSO in the early 1980s, talking to Jeff Hooper from Little Miami Theater Works. We're celebrating 60 years of great radio on WYSO. I'm General Manager Nina Ellis.